the world starts the new week in a different place than where it was as things closed out in the previous week. Geopolitical tension has ramped up significantly on the back of the Hamas attack on Israel, and the market is now concerned how this could blow up into a much bigger risk. The U.S. dollar has opened up higher across the board. U.S. equity futures have taken a hit, while commodities prices have made a healthy push to the top side. Friday's U.S. jobs report was quite robust and had increased odds for a November rate hike, though it seems investors and currencies were somewhat relieved by the below-forecast hourly earnings component. It's worth noting U.S. markets will be less active today on account of the Columbus Day holiday. It's also worth noting China markets have returned from the Golden Week holiday. For the most part, we expect today to be a day about digesting the latest fallout from the Hamas attack and anticipating how this risk could impact markets looking out. In an unprecedented move, the Bank of Israel has committed to selling up to $30 billion of foreign currency in an effort to stabilize the shekel after the currency sunk to its lowest level against the U.S. dollar since 2016. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from German industrial production and a batch of ECB and Fed speak. Fed speakers include the likes of Logan, Barr, and Jefferson. That's all for now.